favorites that do not speak up. Sunday of Advent, we remembered Mary, who said yes to God's wild spirit.
Last Sunday, we remembered the generations of Jesus' family and ours, who said yes to sharing and living and passing on our faith.
Today we celebrate Hope Church and the unique gathering of gifts and grace present in this room.
Today we gather in joyful anticipation.
Today we will have fun.
Today we will experience something new.
Where you are, and if that is where you are,
and you do what you need to do. And for others of us who are maybe teetering on a season where you're like, not again, I invite you, I invite all of us to take a moment and simply smile. Force yourself to do it. I'm watching you. Smile. It does your heart good. You breathe in more oxygen. It calms your heart. It lifts your spirits. And maybe it even could be that you might turn to the person next to you and smile. Oh, you do it! Oh! Oh! And eventually, you know what? You don't have to force yourself to do it. Because you will feel like smiling. And you will feel joy. Happiness is one thing. And joy is another. Happiness is fleeting. And we can seek happiness in all kinds of things and in all kinds of places. Joy comes from within. Joy comes from within. And it is not determined by circumstance, but is a state of being. And we know that we are all in different places. We are all in different people experiencing life in its ups and its downs. And we carry within us joy that is like an ocean that carries us. And we can be sad, and we can feel hurt and pain and grief. And we carry all of these things with us, and the power of Jesus, who is alive within us, roots us and grounds us in love. We believe that the Holy Spirit is present with us, rooting us and grounding us in love. Even if we are feeling joyful, and even if we are feeling hurt and pain, and we share all of these parts of our lives together. We share our lives with one another. We share our joys and our concerns to help one another root deeply to the source of joy, of love, hope, and peace. Are there joys and concerns that you would like to share today?
I have two prayer concerns. My friend Jennifer, who is working over in England, was in a horrific car accident, and she has many injuries and needs lots of prayers. It's going to be a long road for her. And also my Auntie Anne, who fell and broke part of her shoulder.
Barbara has a birthday tomorrow.
Prayers for my friend Julie, who lost her mom a couple weeks ago and then just fell and broke her wrist this week. And Marcia has a birthday on Wednesday.
Barb's niece's mother is having a brain surgery this week. I don't have any details, but her name is Dory. She's having surgery on Tuesday. Let's pray for her.
Hi, I'm asking prayers for my sister. She has severe rheumatoid arthritis. She's in a lot of pain, and she can barely walk anymore. So please pray for her. Thank you. My name is Cindy.
Our friend lifts up prayers for people who cannot be with loved ones this season. And I was with a loved one this week at Mayo Clinic, serving with a friend who has multiple myeloma and needed 24-hour care. And it was an incredibly humbling experience to be with someone who was living with and fighting cancer, and knowing that there are people who spend months and years at fighting cancer. Prayers for people who are sick.
As we go through this season and today's service, I know some people are sad, and I am sad a lot of the time, actually. But it's very helpful to make your exhale twice as long as your inhale, and that takes you to a more calm place.
Let's try it. Exhale twice as long as our inhale.
Don't push it.
Wise words, which we can all remember. Don't push it. And it's good for us to breathe. We who are people of the Holy Spirit, we sometimes forget, right? And we take very deep breaths as if we didn't really trust that the Holy Spirit could fill us and sustain us, but we do. So I invite us to take a deep breath. And exhale. And take a deep breath. And exhale. And take a deep breath. And exhale. And we pray together. There are words printed in our bulletin by our friend Lori. We can pray them together, saying, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to earth to live among us. Help us to remember that it is this gift we are celebrating during the Christmas season. Let us rejoice like the angels, be humble like the shepherds, and be worshipful like the wise men. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I invite you to take a moment to remember the gift of this season, love and hope. And today we remember joy. Joy is different than happiness. It is an ever-flowing stream, a fountain. No matter what happens, the vicissitudes of life, joy is a constant because we are rooted and grounded in love. So I know that not everybody, it's not easy every day to be happy. And we who are rooted and grounded in love can find joy in the present moment, can find joy in the presence of the people who are gathered around us, and we can find joy in the presence of God and in the Christmas pageant that is going to be the most awesome one in the whole town of Duluth. You are in for a treat. So I invite you to take a moment to not only pass the peace, but to recognize that not everybody is happy in this time of year, but there is deep joy that can be found when we gather together like this, when we're honest about our lives and we live and grow in love. Will you pass the peace of Christ?
Good morning.
program is a little unconventional, but it should be fun. We're going to do a little game, a little contest. And I called it Name That Tune. It could also be called Name That Christmas Carol by its not its title. I'm going to ask for volunteers. I have four different ones of these, so I'll need a sets of two. So eight people need to volunteer by my math. Okay. The winner in each round will get a lovely gift. Ooh, prizes. Ooh, okay. So to encourage you to participate. Now I'm going to give you an example of how this will work. So two people will be up here and they'll be waiting to ring their pool bells, right? And I will give them an alternative carol title. So for instance, I would say 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. without noise. Right, so if you know that, you would ring your bell. The first one to ring gets to answer, but don't mess it up because the other person can steal. Okay? All right, so everybody understand the rules? Who are my first two volunteers? Oh, two right there. Come on up. Come on down. The price is right, so. It's not Family Feud either. That's my favorite. So, here we go. Bring it on down. Okay, here we go.
We're both very competitive.
Awesome. Okay. There are big prizes. Really exciting prizes. Okay, you guys ready? You ready for this? Okay. Oh, and by the way, then we're going to sing. We're going to sing the carol. Oh, the light comes on. Okay. Ready, everyone? First one. Assemble everyone who believes.
Come on, you people.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Assemble everyone who believes. Okay, pick up a prize. I got a prize. Okay. So, now we're going to sing, Oh Come All You Faithful. It's number 234 in your hymnals. 234, and we're going to do verses 1 and 3. 234, verses 1 and 3.
Okay, so heart carol.
ready? Hands are ready? Everybody's ready? Okay. Yonder in the hay rack. Ding, 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 ding. Good work. Okay, so away in a manger is our next hymn. That is number 217. But we're just going to do all three verses of that. Number 217, all three verses. Thank you. like to call breakout sessions, because I'm an accountant and that's what we do. We have a couple different stations. We have two different crafts, and they're out towards the entrance to the church. One is an ornament that's Jesus, a little baby Jesus, and some hay, so he's like he's in the manger. There's another one that's a little scripture book, so it has the Christmas scriptures for you, and you'll just color the cover and put it together, and then you have a nice handy reference if you want to just pull up the Christmas scriptures and have it handy and sitting there and ready for you. Okay. Then there's also, for our puzzlers, over by the chairs over here, we have some crossword puzzles and some word finds. So if you want to do those, they're over here by the couches. And then we have a mission project in the Matheson room, assembling those blessing bags. So if some of you want to go help there. So just kind of spread out, and I will call you back in here when it's time to finish the program. But just kind of spread out and do a couple things, visit with your neighbors a little bit, you know, think about God's gift to us at Christmas time, which was Jesus, right? So let's go ahead and go do that, and I will call you back in when it's time to continue with rest.
Thank you. Thank you. Is it Dick's goal?
Jack, don't we? I know he wants to talk. He's on the edge. He's gonna get there. And if he could, he would encourage us to share our announcements. I know that there are opportunities for mission and ministry in our community of faith, and I invite you to prayerfully consider them and consider ways that you might engage in our church, in our neighborhood, and in our world for the good, for the love and the hope and the joy and peace.
Good morning. I'm gonna remind you guys all again that on January 15th, if you were in back, we're just reading blessing bags. We're going to Chum to make dinner. And the other thing that we're focusing on is part of a citywide initiative is food insecurity. 70% of the people that go to Chum either buy fast food or processed food. So what we're trying to do is encourage people to go to their grocery store, get one of these little fancy Super One bags, put your blessing bag in there, and get a little Tupperware container over your next month or so to make something that's fabulous and homemade. Really fresh, freeze it, and then bring it so we can distribute that on January 15th. In addition to our normal service, we're going to distribute blessing bags and we're going to distribute some food. And ideally, what we'd like is two or three, maybe four servings for each blessing bag we distribute, and then we can pass all that out of the shop. And that again is on January 15th. And if you have any questions or grapes or peace, I'm seeing that I have more Tupperware containers if you can use mine. And I have more of these fancy little Super One bags. The reason we're trying to upgrade our bags is because some of our people are carrying these bags all over, whether they're staying in the shop, whether they're staying at the warming shelter, whether they're staying on the street, whether they're staying in their own apartment. We're trying to give them high quality food and something that doesn't break when they're walking down 6th Avenue. Because you know the snowbanks are all gone, and we don't want them to be caught on our snowbanks. So if you need anything, feel free to see me. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. So much. And here's Nancy.
Thank you all so much for your efforts on the blessing bags. And I just want to point out that the Christmas offering this year is going to be split between Lifehouse and the Union Gospel Mission, both downtown Duluth missions. And if you're not going to be here for Christmas, you can grab an envelope out of the pew in front of you. There's little offering envelopes, and put your Christmas offering in there and label it as Christmas offering. And that way the collectors will be able to tell that it's for Christmas.
Thank you. The need is present whether we are present in church or not.
Thank you very much.
I've got something really exciting to tell you, and I'm just, yeah, it's just great. We had our bake sale last Sunday, and you were so great about donating wonderful things we had on our four tables last Sunday. Thank you for that, and thank you for buying. Do you know how much money we made?
It was awesome.
How much do you...
Shh. Oh, that's okay. Caitlin
does know. How much was it, Caitlin? How much was it, Caitlin? $418.80. That was just amazing. You have been so great about supporting the Kids Quest, and we're so thankful for each and every one of you. You gave so generously to the Trick or Treat for UNICEF Fund. You gave $400 for that now. $418.50, I think, is just amazing. Bless you all for your kind contributions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy, for getting it all arranged.
We didn't get this into the newsletter, but our evening book club is meeting Tuesday night, and we're going to meet over at the Pines. Faith is hosting, and if anybody would like to join us, please feel welcome. 6:30 at Pines 1.
And thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
I would just add to Deb's announcement, what we are doing for book club is Yes, we're invited to bring a poem or a Christmas story or something, plus something to share. So you don't have to have read a book in order to join us. We'd love to have you.
And following up on the bake sale, I feel like I would be very remiss if we didn't thank the ladies who actually worked the bake sale, because I was busy with other things. So Bev and Linda and Sue Beeman, thank you guys very much for your help.
We would love it if you had the opportunity to give more money. Our staff works hard almost every day of the year, and I say that almost every day because they're part-time, not because they don't work when they're not here. But our staff works hard to make our mission and our community possible. So we have two office administrators, a janitor, Liz, wherever Liz is wonderful, Liz and Kevin, and wonderful staff. So if you have an opportunity to give a little for our staff at Christmas time. When do we turn in the ornaments, for those who know?
The ornament from the tree?
The ornaments from the tree.
The gift cards can be put in the basket under the tree or on the desk in the office. And the office people are emptying that basket. Celie's emptying that every day. So she's collecting them in the office.
And what do you need them by?
Oh, gosh, probably by next Sunday.
Thank you for those who return gift cards by next Sunday. Thank you for all of your generous giving. And talking about giving, the Amundsens, thank you so much for our Christmas present today. I love the new ways of living out the Christmas story, and we are experiencing that great gift today. I have another announcement that is, I'll just say it. I got married, and my husband lives in Minneapolis, and I am going to move to Minneapolis to be with him. So I will live out this appointment cycle, maybe May or June, and then I will leave this place. Also, that is a great joy to be able to be married and to be with him. And it is also sad because I will leave parish ministry. As you know, the first of the year, the traditionalist plan in the United Methodist Church will take effect and will create more exclusionary rules and regulations for LGBTQIA people in our community. And I am choosing not to live with those restrictions. And I will leave parish ministry, and I'm planning on being a chaplain. So thank you, and I'm sharing this now because I know that our SPRC and our Ad Council Chair are working very hard with our district superintendent. I wanted to give you all plenty of time to find the very best pastor, the very best next pastor for this community. And I believe that will happen, and that this expression, this commitment to caring for the soul and the soul of our community for a lifetime and beyond will make greater purchase and make deeper impact in people's lives with your new clergy who is forthcoming. I can't wait to see what we will do together in the next few months, and I believe that it will only get better. Right? Jack totally agrees with me.
Thank you.
2020. I'll just give you a little background of my connection to this church. My family moved to Duluth in 1963 and we joined Indian Methodist Church, which then moved up here at this site to become university. My connection is, I was confirmed in this church by Dick Matheson, room is named for him. Art and I were married in this church by Glenn Martin. My oldest son, Philip, was baptized here by Peter Law. Our youngest son, Peter, was confirmed here by Elton Brown. And my dad was laid to rest by Michelle Hargrave. So my family has a lot of connections. This is very personal to me, this building, the people, the community here. I've watched this church as we moved to end into this site. And I've watched as we merged with Woodland. When they came, we became Hope. We watched them grieve the loss of their community, but their joining us was such a blessing. I like to refer to the Woodland people as the worker bees. When they came to this church, they sparked such life into this building. And then again, we were blessed at the loss of community for Chester Park and Lester Park churches. But then again, look what we have become. They have blessed us with their presence. We've become a caring, loving, active faith community. I believe we have been blessed. So why should we pledge every year? Besides the obligations of the building, upkeep, utilities and staff, salaries, things like that, we also dedicate ourselves to be nurturing people for this community. I see how this faith community here reaches out to our local community through missions, outreach, and participation. We might be small, but we are very generous. I would like to encourage you to use the electronic giving. We, Art and I, have had our pledges electronically given for, well, I think as long as they started offering it. It's easy, it's reliable, and it makes it a lot easier for the financial secretary and the treasurer to know that the money is going to be there. It gives us peace of mind. For example, when church was canceled a few weeks back because of the snow, pledges weren't given that day, but the bill still had to be paid. So if you're interested in doing that, let the office know. They will have a form to help you fill out and participate in the electronic giving. You can pick the frequency that you want it given, which account you want, and you can work with your financial institution. It just makes it easy, especially, it's only monthly, okay. It is only monthly. And it's easy for all the snowbirds who fly south to know that their pledge is always coming in. I want to say, as Brad Mackinac had stated in the letter that went out to everybody, together here we do make some amazing soup, and no gift is too small. So in this season of giving, I hope you will join me in saying yes. Yes to Hope's future. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for this indescribable gift of life, of community, of life lived together. Help us to be your people now and forevermore. Amen.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, at Bethlehem from the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
You have a room for us in your inn? No, all of our rooms are full.
Are you sure? You must have one small room.
No, I'm sorry, we have nothing at all. Every room is filled with travelers.
We have come a long way, and my wife Mary is very tired. Surely you have some place where she can rest.
There is a stable out back where the travelers are keeping their animals. If you want to rest there, you may.
Thank you for your kindness, but Mary needs a comfortable room, not a stable.
Joseph, let us take the stable. I cannot go any farther.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone up into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, three wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and talked to King Herod.
"Where's the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
King Herod was disturbed by this. He sent the wise men to Bethlehem.
"Go and find this child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
So the wise men followed the star to Bethlehem, to the place where Jesus was. When they saw the young child with his mother, Mary, they fell down and worshipped him. They presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, returned to their country by a different route.
The wise men gave Jesus earthly treasures that were fit for a king. Yet Jesus' gift to us was the greatest gift of all. He brought us eternal life. Let us sing praise to him and remember him as we celebrate Christmas this year.
Okay. And now to
have
our final hymn. There we go. We're going to sing Silent Night. Number 239.
The stairs by to your left as you go up. also, if you